At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Help DEA keep our communities safe and healthy by participating in National Prescription Drug Takeback Day, Saturday, October 25th. Take action right in your own home by cleaning out your medicine cabinet of unneeded medications. Keep them safe, clean them out, take them back. Find a collection site near you at DEATakeback.com. Do your part to lower overdose deaths and prevent prescription drug misuse before it starts. That's DEATakeback.com.
Welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia. And today we're diving into one of the most dynamic and exciting times in the financial markets, earnings season. If you've ever been glued to your screen while companies announce their quarterly results, wondering how traders manage to profit from all that chaos, you're not alone. This is the time when Wall Street comes alive, when numbers, expectations, and psychology collide. And if you understand how to trade it, earnings season can be one of the best opportunities to grow your trading account. In this episode, we're going deep. We'll talk about how to trade earnings reports intelligently, how to manage risk during volatile periods, and how to spot those companies that deliver the biggest Q3 beats, the ones that absolutely crush expectations and send their stock soaring. So let's get into it. Every 3 months, public companies step into the spotlight and reveal their performance, their sales, their profits, their outlook for the future. This is what we call earnings season. It happens 4 times a year after each fiscal quarter ends. And when those numbers start rolling in, markets can move fast, sometimes violently. Investors and traders pay close attention to 3 main pieces of information: earnings per share, revenue, and guidance. Earnings per share tells you how much profit the company generated for each share of stock. Revenue shows the total sales. And guidance, that's where management tells investors what they expect in the months ahead. But here's the thing: the market doesn't react to those numbers in isolation. It reacts to the difference between what was expected and what actually happens. That gap, known as the earnings surprise, is what drives the price action. A company can report record profits, but if Wall Street expected more, the stock might fall. On the other hand, a modest profit that beats low expectations can send shares higher. Understanding that difference between reality and expectations is at the heart of trading earnings season successfully. Now, there are many ways to trade these events, but experienced traders tend to focus on a few core strategies that balance risk and reward. Let's walk through them one by one. The first is what's called the pre-earnings momentum trade. This happens in the days and weeks before a company reports. Traders start positioning themselves based on rumors, analyst revisions, and even the way options are being priced. Sometimes, a stock begins to trend upward as optimism builds. Other times, it drifts lower as investors anticipate bad news. If you've ever noticed a stock rallying into earnings, that's the pre-earnings drift in action. Some traders like to take advantage of that by buying early, riding that momentum before the announcement, and then taking profits before the results hit. It's a way to trade anticipation without taking on the risk of the actual event. Because once earnings are released, that built-up pressure can reverse sharply. The second approach focuses on what happens afterward, something known as the post-earnings announcement drift, or PAD. This refers to the tendency for stocks that beat expectations to keep trending upward for days or even weeks after the results are out. It happens because large institutional investors don't buy all at once. They build positions gradually as they digest the numbers and update their models. For traders, that means opportunity. The trick is to wait until the initial spike settles, look for a short consolidation or a small pullback, and then enter with the trend. This strategy works especially well with companies that have strong fundamentals and a history of consistent performance, because those tend to attract long-term buyers after strong results. Then there's the options-based approach, which is all about defining your risk. Earnings announcements can cause massive overnight gaps, up or down, and trading shares directly can be brutal if you're on the wrong side. Options let you structure trades that profit from movement while keeping your downside limited. Some traders buy straddles or strangles, setups that make money if the stock moves sharply in either direction. Others prefer spreads, which cap potential losses while keeping exposure to one side of the trade. More advanced traders might even sell options ahead of earnings, betting that implied volatility, which often spikes before results, will collapse afterward. That's called the volatility crush. But the key here is discipline. You need to understand exactly how much you could lose before you open any trade. Earnings are unpredictable, and even the best setups can go wrong. Another major factor, and one that often separates professionals from amateurs, is how much attention they pay to guidance and tone. Remember, earnings numbers reflect the past. Guidance and commentary reveal the future. It's not uncommon for a company to beat expectations on revenue and profit, but sound cautious about the next quarter and the stock tanks. On the flip side, a company that misses slightly but issues a strong outlook or sounds optimistic on its conference call can rally hard. That's why it's so important to read the transcript or listen to the call. Pay attention to the language executives use. Are they confident? Are they signaling pricing power, demand growth, or efficiency improvements? Those cues often matter more than the numbers themselves. Now, one more layer to consider. Sectors move together. Earnings don't happen in a vacuum. If a leading company in an industry, say a major chip maker, posts a strong beat, other semiconductor stocks may rally in sympathy, even before they report. The same goes for retail, banking, or airlines. Traders who understand these relationships can set up what's called a sympathy trade, taking positions in peers that haven't reported yet, but are likely to benefit from the same trend. It's a smart way to get exposure with less direct event risk. So, what about finding those standout names, the companies with the biggest Q3 beats? The ones that really shock the market in a good way. There are clues you can look for before the numbers come out. Start with analyst revisions. When analysts quietly start raising their earnings estimates ahead of a report, that's a hint that management may have guided conservatively in the past, and that momentum is building. Insider buying is another strong signal. Executives know their business better than anyone. When they're putting their own money into company stock before earnings, it usually means they're confident. High short interest can also set the stage for fireworks. If a heavily shorted company beats expectations, short sellers scramble to cover, creating a squeeze that drives prices higher. You can also look at historical consistency. Some companies have a track record of outperforming quarter after quarter. Combine that with broader macro tailwinds, like rising consumer demand, new technology adoption, or industry-specific growth, and you start to see which stocks are most likely to surprise to the upside. Of course, all of this means nothing without proper risk management. Earnings trading can be exciting, but it's also one of the fastest ways to lose capital if you're not disciplined. Always limit position sizes. Never risk more than a small percentage of your portfolio on one event. Don't chase after-hours moves. Those can reverse quickly. And remember, not trading is sometimes the best trade. There's no shame in waiting for confirmation instead of guessing. Preparation and execution go hand in hand, and that's where your trading setup matters. When markets move this fast, you need real-time data, intuitive tools, and a platform that won't lag when volatility spikes. That's why I recommend checking out crystalballmarkets.com. They offer a world-class, cutting-edge, user-friendly trading platform that's perfect for active traders. Whether you're managing positions during earnings season or scanning for setups, it gives you the speed, clarity, and control you need to make informed decisions. You can learn more and sign up at crystalballmarkets.com/platform. And while we're on the topic of learning, if you're looking for a deeper understanding of trading, investing, and macroeconomics, there's another resource I highly recommend, the Crystal Ball Markets podcast. It's perfect for both beginners and experienced traders who want clear, actionable insights about what's happening across global markets. You can find it at our rss.com/podcast/crystalballmarkets. Definitely worth adding to your playlist. Earnings season is when skill meets opportunity. It's fast, emotional, and unpredictable, but it rewards preparation. The traders who consistently profit aren't guessing. They're studying patterns, managing risk, and acting with precision. So, as we head deeper into this earnings cycle, remember, focus on structure, not speculation. Understand the relationship between expectations and surprises. Use the right tools, protect your capital, and keep learning. I'm Sophia, and this has been Financial Market Insights for Traders. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time, stay focused, stay disciplined, and trade smart.